Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 1-800-259-9231 is the number. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And, of course, you can join us online, freetalklive.com. There is lots of stuff there, and it's all totally free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. On the way here tonight, we got lots to talk about. Of course, the big news, I suppose, of the day is the fact that the president is going to be, or the emperor or whatever he is these days, he's going to be giving a speech tonight about his promises in regards to illegal immigration. And I'm not sure, we're debating whether or not we're going to actually run that audio and sort of provide a running heckle or commentary, or if we might just, they've got some summaries of his speech already online, so we pretty much already know what he's going to say.
Sure.
We'll either do it one way or the other, but we will get into that speech at some point here. That's supposed to start in hour number two of the show. Also on the way here, Torgo, you've got something about a man whose brewery license was suspended because he allowed someone to smoke marijuana in his brewery.
Yes. Yes, I do.
Plus, looks like we're going to explore the world of TDD. This is I'm not sure what it even stands for, but if you, for instance, you look up the phone number for your library, they also usually have a TDD line.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
Right, which is for deaf people.
Okay.
But apparently there's quite a bit of government waste involved there. I didn't realize it was even a government program. It is. Torgo, you're going to fill us in the details there. And also, a woman has been hooked up to an IV with some sort of mind-altering drugs in it, or we're not really sure what was in it, because she was posting anti-Bush signs around her town.
Oh, my.
So we'll tell you about that and more. Plus, I'm not sure if we didn't touch this on Saturday. We might get to it tonight. A disc jockey was arrested last week for things that he said on the air. So, again, 800-259-9231 is our number here tonight. Manwich, why don't we start with you this evening? You've got something about mentally ill troops being forced into battle. What's going on? I mean, last week we talked about an autistic boy that they're trying to recruit into the military, so pointing out how desperate the Army is for recruits. In this case, what are they doing to these poor guys?
Well, it's pretty clear that most of the media is out to get the Iraq war. They're pretty much done with that, so they're putting out stories that sort of mirror everyone else's opinion, most people's opinion, that we should not be in there. And the AP says U.S. military troops with severe psychological problems have been sent to Iraq or kept in combat, even when superiors have been aware of signs of mental illness. A newspaper reported on for Sunday editions, the Hartford Courant, citing records. I guess that's Courant. I'm not sure what the Hartford paper is. citing records obtained under the Federal Freedom of Information Act and more than 100 interviews of families and military personnel, so it sounds pretty legit, reported numerous cases in which the military failed to follow its own regulations in screening, treating, and evacuating mentally unfit troops from Iraq. Some service members who committed suicide in 2004 and 2005 were kept on duty despite clear signs of mental distress, sometimes after being prescribed antidepressants with little or no mental health counseling or monitoring. Those findings conflict with regulations adopted last year by the Army that caution against the use of antidepressants for extended deployments.
Okay, so once again, we're talking about the Army here as opposed to the other branches of the military?
Right.
Okay.
And interestingly, the new guidelines in 2005, they're quoting stuff from 2004, so I can't imagine something more irresponsible than putting a soldier suffering from stress on antidepressants when you know these drugs can cause people to become suicidal and homicidal, said Vera Sharov, president of the Alliance for Human Research Protection. You're creating chemically active time bombs.
Thanks.
That's not inflammatory speech, is it? The Army's top mental health expert, Colonel Elspeth Ritchie, acknowledged that some deployment practices, such as sending service members diagnosed with post-traumatic stress syndrome back into combat, have been driven in part by troop shortages.
Yep.
The challenge for us is that the Army has a mission to fight, and, as you know, recruiting has been a challenge, she said. So we have to weigh the needs of the Army, the needs of the mission, against the soldiers' personal needs. What about, it says soldiers here with the apostrophe after the S, which is plural,
mm-hmm.
which means that, they're expendable.
Oh yeah, they're not individuals anymore. I mean, mm-hmm. once you go through basic training, you get your head shaved and you become one of the troops,
mm-hmm.
One of the collective, if you will. And that's what she's saying here. Oh well, we need to weigh the needs of the collective versus the needs of the individual. That's basically what she just said. And she's saying that, well, the needs of the collective are that we need more troops to die, and we need more troops over here, and we can't recruit them from America, so we need to keep the crazy ones on board, essentially.
And who cares if a crazy one catches a bullet, right?
That's what they're saying.
Yeah. Commanders...
But what if they go crazy and shoot some other guys?
Well, they're bullet catchers, too, so...
Oh, okay.
Commanders, not medical...
It's all worth it.
Yeah, as far as these folks are concerned, I'm sure. Commanders, not medical professionals, have final say over whether a troubled soldier is retained in the war zone. Yep. Richie and other military officials said that they believe most commanders are alert to mental health problems and are open to referring troubled soldiers for treatment.
I bet they wouldn't look too good, though, if they sent a troubled soldier home, and then their superior comes to them and says, why did you send 5 troops home this month? Well, they're crazy. Well, we're having trouble recruiting. If you do that again, you're going to be demoted. You know, I'm sure there's a lot of politics going on as well. I mean, even if the commander wants to send these guys home, he might be too concerned about his paycheck and therefore more than willing to keep them on duty.
Actually, you should keep the crazy ones. The crazy ones can become some of your best weapons. What you do is you let the enemy know that you have crazy ones and that you're going to send them in to breed with their women.
Ooh.
See? That'll work.
That would mess with their heads.
People who are religious fanatics don't like crazy.
Well,
I know that's somewhat kind of an oxymoron to say religious fanatic and not
like
liking
crazy.
Right. They don't like seeing things crazy, I guess.
Got it.
Well, the problem is we're not fighting a nation to be able to send people into war. We're occupying, and therefore some of the vast majority of Iraqis are civilians that we're trying to protect against a small portion of insurgents, so we don't know who the insurgents' women are. That's the whole problem with this war, is we're not fighting a nation.
That's true. I guess you have a point.
Maybe the Army should just make a crazy squad instead and sort of transfer guys as they go nutso over to the crazy squad, kind of like you have the Dirty Dozen, you know, that movie.
They give them special uniforms. Their helmets are padded.
Bright orange.
Well, I've always
safety orange.
I've always felt like the Dirty Dozen thing, it was good enough for World War II. I don't understand why they aren't doing this.
They're all riding on shorter troop carriers.
There's 2 million people in prison in the United States right now. That's a lot of dudes, and mostly it is dudes.
Uh-huh.
That's a lot of dudes that the Army could draw from. I don't understand why they don't, you know, have a Dirty Dozen
I don't know. Maybe they just haven't gotten desperate enough yet.
Deployment there.
Now, the deal would be, if that was to come back, man, would the deal be you come over for a certain period of time and then we let you out when come home?
I would suspect
that sort of
there would be some sort of reciprocity.
Right, because they'd want to have a reason to go over and fight, I'd presume.
Right, I mean, if I was given the option, I have 1 year to do in jail. If I was given the option, I can either do my 1 year safe in a pretty crappy place to be, jail, or go to Iraq where I probably would have a better lifestyle, slightly better lifestyle.
You think?
I would think so.
In a desert?
Well, jail sucks, I'm sure.
Yeah, but at least you're not in a wind-blown desert with sand whipping around and having to clean your weapons every other day because it's getting too much sand in them and all of the other hellish conditions that you have to face being out there.
Just an opinion. I believe that it's probably a better condition, but I was still
You would like to have the choice,
I would not go to Iraq because I would not want to take the chance of dying. My chances of dying in prison would probably be significantly less than they are of dying over in Iraq.
Well, you're kind of cute anyway. You'd probably be fairly safe in prison.
You think I would?
When you say be safe, I don't know.
I wouldn't consider what you're alluding to be safe.
All right, 800-259-9231. So essentially the news is, if you go crazy in Iraq, it's not going to save you from battle because they're going to force you back in.
You better get real crazy real quick.
Yeah. 800-259-9231. What if you started threatening your other troops? Like, you didn't actually shoot them? If you didn't actually shoot them or throw a hand grenade in their tents, but you're just sort of threatening to, acting really crazy, then would they take you out? I wonder. 800-259-9231, you take control of the airwaves. This is your show. Coming up, we'll explain what happened to a woman who was caught by the police posting anti-Bush signage. You won't believe it.
Tired of constantly searching for the products you need to lead a naturally healthy lifestyle? No more searching, thanks to EcoViva. EcoViva is your one-stop shop to finding natural and organic products at a reasonable price. Find everything from environmentally friendly, non-toxic cleaning products to natural personal care items. EcoViva also offers a wide variety of organic teas, baby care products, and home air purification. Looking for that special gift? EcoViva has that naturally perfect gift you're looking for. We here at EcoViva always strive to do everything within our means to satisfy our customers. Whoever thought shopping could be good for your health? Visit www.ecoviva.com and shop in our unique online store. That's www.ecoviva.com. Or call 866-680-8484 to learn more. That's 866-680-8484 for EcoViva.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That is toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
We invite you to join us online at freetalklive.com. We have the bulletin board system there with over 100,000 posts for you to surf around through. And over 1,200 people are interacting there. You'll find topics, everything from serious issues to fun stuff. It's all there, all free. bbs.freetalklive.com. Again, that is bbs.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. Your only choice. Your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org/chores. That's freestateproject.org.
All right. So we just got finished talking about how the U.S. military, apparently the Army specifically, is so desperate for troops that not only do we explain how last week they're trying to recruit autistic boys into the military, now they're forcing troops that have been found to be mentally ill and probably really unstable. They're taking them and they're forcing them to stay in combat roles.
Mentally ill to the point that they're diagnosed and medicated.
PTSD, yeah, I mean, that's serious illness. We're going to the phones. You take control of the airwaves. We'll tell you in a moment about a woman that was arrested and handcuffed and shackled and juiced up with an IV because she was posting anti-Bush propaganda. But first, we go to George in D.C. on the Amplifier Only line. George, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, a congressman came to my brother's get here the other day and told him about my...
Hello?
George? Hello?
Hey.
Yeah, okay.
He came to your brother's Goodyear?
Yeah, I was getting this car fixed, you know.
Okay.
Some jet maintenance there. Anyway, what did I say? My brother asked about what was going on with the Puerto Rico situation,
yeah.
And the congressman was telling him that if Puerto Rico didn't start the government up soon, Congress would have taken over the whole government directly and ran it. So even right there, yeah, so... No government, that would not have worked over there because Puerto Rico is under direct control of Congress, so it's like Guam or any of the other U.S. territories like the Virgin Islands.
Huh. I guess I'm now Googling Puerto Rico because we've been sort of following the story to see what the latest is there, and it looks like they are planning, let's see, according to this, it looks like they did reopen. So it looks like their government is back online, unfortunately. But though it would have been interesting to see the federal government try to step in there and essentially seize control of the Puerto Rican government, I don't know how well that would have gone off.
Oh, that probably would have sparked some serious riots there. But I bet some of them are probably wishing that they did become a country when they had the chance to vote for it.
Did they have a chance to vote to become a state or their own country?
Yeah, they had a chance to either stay as they are as a commonwealth, or become a state, or become their own country.
Really? I did not know that they had that option.
Yeah, they did a vote on that a few years ago like that. And they decided,
I remember the vote a few years ago, but I thought it was just essentially either do you want to be a state or not.
Now, basically what it is they want all the benefits of being an American citizen without having to pay all the big taxes that statehood got to pay.
I'm not sure what the benefits are of being an American citizen yet. I've yet to figure that out, George.
Yeah, I noticed that.
All right, man. Well, thanks as always for the call. We appreciate
it. I'm sure they get welfare and that kind of thing down there.
You get an awesome police force that'll harass you anytime you need it.
I suppose. Here's the details from New York One. Nearly 100,000 government employees in Puerto Rico are back at work today after being laid off for nearly 2 weeks. The Commonwealth's governor approved an emergency loan Saturday night. The nearly $750 million loan puts the government back in business. Where is it coming from, the $750 million loan? In order to pay back the debt, Puerto Rican lawmakers developed a new way to tax companies and will enforce the island's first ever sales tax.
Mm. Ooh.
And the sales tax rate has not yet been determined. So they managed to pull $750 million from somewhere. I don't think Puerto Rico, does it have its own currency? I'm pretty sure they use dollars there,
yeah.
Right? So what do you think? How did that happen? Where does that money come from?
I imagine they got a loan from a bank based on the fact that they're now going to start taxing people for sales tax.
Right. So you think the bank put it out there saying, all right, great, we're going to get all this government cheese back.
Great opportunity for the government of Puerto Rico. Now they're like, woohoo, sales tax. It generates a lot of income.
Oh, yeah.
All the tourists coming in and buying stuff.
Well,
they're at El Muro.
It may actually cut the tourists. You know, less tourists might go as a result of the sales tax. Anyway, there's the bad news for Puerto Rico.
I would think it would be more likely that people that frequently go would be less likely to go quite as often, simply because one of the reasons they probably told themselves that I like to go is because there's no sales tax.
Yep. Well, according to hammeroftruth.com, this is a pretty disturbing story. Let's see, the woman here in this case is named Fisher. She's on the staff of Revolution Books. And on January 28th, while she was putting Bush step-down posters on telephone poles in Cleveland Heights, she was ordered by a police officer to take them down or face a fine. When she complied, she was asked for her identification, which she did not have on her. And then the cop grabbed her by her arm, pushed her against a store window, and knocked her face down onto the sidewalk. He was joined by another officer, and they both pressed their feet against her back until she could not breathe. Her chin was pressed down into the concrete. Fisher has osteoarthritis in her jaw from radiation treatments for cancer. She was handcuffed and shackled. During this time, she yelled out to everyone who passed what the posters were about. One of the police officers then told her, apparently, shut up or I will kill you. I'm sick of this anti-Bush S. You are definitely going to the psyche ward.
Man, I find this hard to imagine.
You don't think this really happened?
God, it just sounds like a story made up by a crazy woman to me. It's just so nuts.
Well,
if it did happen, God, it's terrible to think that happened in America.
Well, it's being reported by, Mother Jones.
Oh, okay.
Why, does that make it
Mother Jones is a very, very liberal publication.
Okay. Well, nonetheless, they are reporting it. And she was then threatened some more and taken away in an EMS truck. At the hospital, Fisher was asked to undress in front of the police officers, which she refused to do.
You know, I'm not saying that Mother Jones is reporting a story that didn't happen. I'm saying that they're taking the word of a woman who's accused of having psychiatric problems and how she ended up there and that kind of thing. And if you went and interviewed a lot of psychiatric people, you would hear a lot of crazy stories, including the government, black helicopters, you know, things like that. This just sounds way, way too far. This is crazy.
Well, the officers refused to leave, so a nurse attempted to shield her while she undressed. Fisher says she was then cuffed to the bed, given an IV of some sort, and made to wait hours for a psychiatrist to interview her. By this time, members of her World Can't Wait group were in the emergency room having a confrontation with the police, who refused to let them see Fisher. Someone called the news media, who never made an appearance. As Hammer of Truth puts it, all right, I know, things like this happen, but at least we have a more reasonable judicial system to ensure that justice is eventually served. And there are a lot of claims here, Manwich, and I'm sure if you did enough digging, you could verify them or not, because you've got not only this woman, but the people that were with her group that were in the emergency room, they would have a story to tell. Plus, it apparently did go to court. During the hearing, Judge McGinty made some strange requests that baffled attorneys, asking defense counsel to openly read a lengthy message on Fisher's T-shirt, which said, quote, "Wanted for illegally crossing borders, the Bush regime. If you're going to insist that crossing borders illegally is a crime which cannot be tolerated, how about George Bush, Dick Cheney, and the rest of his gang with their highly illegal and violent crossing of the border into Iraq, among other places?" Doesn't sound like a crazy shirt to me at all. Judge McGinty then said this was proof. This shirt was proof of her delusional state. We'll continue in a moment. 800-259-9231. This is your show. You bring up whatever's on your mind. It is Free Talk Live.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarkets.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N markets.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to FilterMag.com. That's FilterMag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, The American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At researchedherbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841. Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That is 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com. The Shrine of Female Listeners is there with dozens of ladies from around the world that have sent us their photo. Validated photos, which means that in the picture they're proving that they listen to the show. And we really appreciate it. It's not a beauty contest. Women of all shapes, sizes, ages, colors are participating. The point is to simply show off that women like Free Talk Live. And that is the Shrine of Female Listeners at freetalklive.com.
You know, actually, that just reminds me, one of our female listeners has given me a gift recently.
Oh, that's so nice.
Isn't it, though? I've been made an honorary Jew.
Oh.
And I've been given a Hebrew name.
Really? And what is it?
My Hebrew name is Ovadiah.
Oh, that's nice.
It is a
does
nice
mean
name.
Something?
It does, I'm sure. It doesn't matter. She said, here's a Hebrew name. Because she was telling me about hers. I said, that's kind of cool. So I've been given an honorary Hebrew name.
Ovadiah. All right, then.
It's really swell.
Congratulations.
Loretta's jealous over there.
Would you like an honorary WASP name? I can just give you one.
I think I have one of those.
White Anglo-Saxon Protestant.
Oh, like
you. William.
Okay.
Right, exactly. That's my middle name, so it's okay.
800-259-9231.
Try and ruin my good time.
We're talking about a story that's being reported on by HammerOfTruth.com from Mother Jones and The World Can't Wait. I'm digging around during the break here, man, because you questioned it when I said it was Mother Jones. You immediately questioned the veracity of the source here. And it looks like this woman, her name is Carol Fisher. Again, she is from Cleveland, Ohio, works at Revolution Books, and is involved with this anti-Bush kind of program called The World Can't Wait, Drive Out the Bush Regime. And so all of this is based on her personal account from what happened. It doesn't sound to me like this woman is crazy. She's just a, you know, a 53-year-old woman who had a really negative experience with the police. And in this case, she was putting up posters around Cleveland Heights. The cops caught her, asked her to take them down, which she did. Which she then did. The police then proceeded to brutalize her and then take her to the hospital, essentially for a psychiatric evaluation. And while she was in the hospital, the cops continued to harass her. She was interviewed by a psychiatrist, and then the whole thing ended up going to court.
I just like to say she claims.
Sure, okay. But there were people there, I'm sure, that
well, the nurse
were
was there. The nurse was there, and it would be interesting to see what she had to say.
Okay, well, anyway, so when this all went to court, the judge had the defense counsel read a lengthy message, an anti-Bush message on her T-shirt, saying that this was proof of her delusional state, adding that, quote, Carol wants to go to jail and that she has a martyr complex. Fisher had initially refused to take a state-ordered psych evaluation, saying that there was no reason for it due to the fact that American citizens have the right to express political opinions in an open and honest fashion.
However, I have to agree.
However, Judge McGinty's response to Fisher's refusal and statements was simply that, I don't negotiate with felons. Fortunately...
When did she become a felon?
I'm not sure about that.
She's not a felon until she's convicted, Judge.
I don't know what that's in reference to.
Okay.
It doesn't have much context. But nonetheless, pretty disturbing allegations there about the behavior of our police in this this Bush state that we have. You can't question the master. You can't question the decider, apparently. Otherwise, you'll get your face shoved in the dirt, like this woman did. 800-259-9231. Well,
it's a shocking story if half of it is true.
The police are active in other areas. In some cases, breweries are being shut down. Torgo, what's the latest on this story that you have?
Well, I've got a story here about a brewery out in California. A protest being held by the brewery founder, Tony McGee. He is having a public protest against the state alcohol regulators. And the means of this protest, first of all, here's what his problem is. He owns a small brewery. And okay. He has tasting parties at his brewery where people can come in and sample the different beers and things like that. And apparently, people had been smoking marijuana at his tasting parties, at his brewery.
Shocking.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. Beer and weed. It's awful.
These what people is the should, world coming to?
These people should be flayed and have their skin just removed.
Says the guy I used to work at the Cock and Bull.
Right.
No one knows what that is.
It's a beer bar.
Where no one was smoking weed inside.
No.
Okay. Not inside. I don't know about out back, but not inside.
Got
all
it.
Right. Well, anyway... He lost his brewing license for 20 days because there was a two-month undercover investigation. They found people were smoking pot at his little parties, and he lost his brewing license for 20 days. But now he's got it back, and he's brewing again. So the very first thing he did was he started manufacturing undercover investigation shutdown ale.
It's
a new product.
He's got a special ale.
Yes, an especially bitter ale brewed to commemorate a bust at the brewery last year. Let's see.
You know, I find it very disturbing that there is such a thing as a brewing license. Does that mean in order to brew beer for myself, I have to have this license to brew beer?
No, to brew it for commercial purposes.
To sell it.
Oh, in order to sell it.
Right.
Which,
yes.
I don't see that there should be any difference if I'm brewing it for myself, if I'm brewing it for other people. License? That doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, it makes sense for them because they want to control you. That's all it's about. You right. have to beg for their permission.
It's a bad license.
You have to beg for their permission and give them usually a few $1,000s in order to get your hands on one.
And undergo lots of inspections and regular,
right.
you know, upkeep and reports and extra taxes and all kinds of fun stuff.
Right. And in the case, what state was this in? I missed that.
This was in California.
Okay. Well, in the case of Texas, you'd be under the purview of the TABC if you were to have a license. And if you were to not have a license, then the TABC would come after you. Because you're breaking the law by not having a license.
TABC, Totally Asinine Bureaucrat
That's
Club?
Exactly what
yeah.
it is.
Okay. Just curious. But let's see. On the label here, he's got a 149-word little
like an essay?
Thing that he's got at the edge of the label here. It says, from the first day of the first Congress at the moment of the passage of the first law, we became weaker.
I agree with that.
The extra large Ben Franklin said it well, that you can tell the strength of a society by the, I don't know this word here.
you don't know the word?
I don't know this word. Paucity?
Paucity, that's correct.
Okay, I've never heard that word before in my life.
Me either.
By the paucity, whatever that means, of the pages in its book of laws. Tax law, civil law, criminal
paucity,
law.
Paucity, I believe, means dearth or an absence, but let me double check.
Let's see. Laws make large and small criminals of us all.
Yep. Scarcity, dearth, paucity. That's what that means.
Okay, cool.
It was dearth.
Dearth.
Oh.
That
okay.
word is dearth. Darth is...
Darth Vader.
...as normally put at the beginning of the name of a Sith.
Okay.
Like, for example, we could have Darth Polly over there on that side of the room.
Exactly. Darth Manwich to you.
Let's see. But also on the label, it's kind of got a warning... Alcohol, 10.1% by volume. That's right. It's a strong beer. It'll slap you around.
That is a lot.
For a beer, it certainly is.
It's a 20-proof beer.
Yeah.
It's practically it's practically a liqueur, almost.
Just about. He says,
what do you have to have to be a liqueur? Is there a certain proof percentage that you have to have?
Liqueurs are, I like 40 proof, 20%,
okay.
And vodka's... 60 proof.
I understand, but I was wondering about the minimum
80?
Level.
Sorry.
What's the minimum proof you need to have to qualify as a liquor?
Can't answer.
Very good. 800-259-9231. I know there's a few more details
there
to get to it. Also, your calls. Jody's on the line. She wants to talk about Carol Fisher, the woman that was brutalized by the police. And your calls about Anka. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Gas prices are out of control. You drive up to the pump only to find that the price per gallon is up once again. If you want to save money at the pump and get back in the driver's seat, then listen closely. There is now a way to save up to 30% or more on your fuel bill using the MPG cap. The MPG cap is a capsule that looks like a vitamin that you simply drop into your gas tank. It's organic, non-toxic, EPA approved, and can drastically reduce fuel emissions. People all across the nation are reporting improved performance as well as the money-saving increases in their gas mileage by using our MPG caps. MPG caps are designed for use in all gasoline or diesel-powered engines. And you can also have a lucrative home-based business by simply sharing this amazing money-saving product with others. Don't wait. Call MPG Biz now at 800-526-1778. That's 800-526-1778. Or visit the webpage at mpgbiz.com. That's mpgbiz.com.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, toll-free 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Ovadiah.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Lots of great stuff there, all totally free archives. So if you've missed a moment, you get them right there on the front page of our website. There's no logging in, no membership fee, and no hoops to jump through. You just go grab them up at freetalklive.com. So, Torgo, you're telling us about a bar, a brewery, actually, out in California.
Yes.
That had allowed some people to smoke marijuana on its premises and was then subsequently had its license suspended as a result of a two-month-long investigation on the part of the police. After their license was suspended, after they came back online in a full manner, they then released a new beer to their lineup.
Yes, which is, again, called, hold on just a moment here, Undercover Investigation Shutdown Ale.
Right. It's an exceptionally bitter beer with essentially 10% alcohol in it. And
yep.
You were just giving us some commentary on what's on the label of the bottle. Is that right?
Yeah, I just was reading a little bit of what was on the label here, but I wanted to talk a little bit about what actually happened here as far as to get these guys shut down.
Okay.
What happened was, let's see, there was an 8-week investigation that took place, and undercover officers attended the parties that he has, or the tasting parties, like I said, for about 8 weeks from January to March of last year, to determine whether partygoers or employees were dealing dope at the gatherings.
Because somebody had obviously alerted them to this.
Well, what happened was, there are, you know, underground newspapers all over the place out in
Okay.
And this one said, hey, live music and stuff like that, and there was a 420 in the ad.
Right, or bring your own pot or something.
It didn't say that. No, there was a 420 in the ad. And so they saw this ad in one of these counterculture newspapers, and there was a 420 in the ad, so they're like, there's pot dealings going on there.
I see.
So they started investigating the guy. And let's see, it was during his huge St. Patrick's Day party that they whipped out their badges and arrested two people. That's right, one employee and one customer. So let's see. Now, the owner acknowledged...
The world is so much better off now
for it. Oh, yeah. The owner acknowledged an awareness that some workers and guests smoked marijuana during tastings in the brewery's smoking area. But he said, well, people were just over there smoking. Nobody paid any attention to what they were smoking. There were cigars and cigarettes. People were probably smoking pot over there, too.
Is it his job to enforce the anti-pot laws? Is it his job to be able to know what pot smells like, to seek out the individual that's smoking the pot and eject him from his premises?
Seems somewhat unreasonable.
I'm not sure, but I think the best part about this, though, is the investigators who came in, they told the owner they were sure they were going to uncover major dealings going on here.
Yeah.
But later on, they were finally like, we couldn't find anyone to sell us pot, but there were tons of people willing to give it to us for free. So they got him on that, but
then a real quote?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
That was a real quote. That's what the investigators actually said to him. So the pot smoking on premises was a problem, but also the parties themselves. Apparently, he was having too many people there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Breaking the fire code or something like that?
Yeah, something about the number of patrons gathering in his location all at one time.
Because he's not
because it wasn't part of a tour or a retail sales event, so...
Jeez. It is a tour. It was scheduled.
Right, but it wasn't a tour of the facility. They just came to the tasting room to have a beer party.
Right.
And so...
Now they have to decide what a tour is?
I mean, me
as the business owner, I get to decide what a tour is.
No, you don't get to decide anything. You just get to decide whether or not you want to do business in this country, and then the government gets to decide the rest of the rules for you. That's how it works, man.
The coolest part is I like this owner, though, because he took the whole thing in stride. You know, he jokingly came out with a new beer, and then he was like, you know, yeah, we had to shut down for 20 days, but that gave us time to install that new bottling line we wanted to put in anyway. So
awesome.
Now we didn't have to stop production out of our normal time anyhow.
Here's what I was kind of wondering about it is, if your brewing license has been revoked, what can you not do? Because did they stop every vat of beer that they had? Was everything dumped? Did they dump everything that was brewing up until that point? Because the 20 days came in at some point. I'm sure that there was stuff being brewed ahead of time. Then... did they have to continue brewing the stuff that they were... Were they able to keep it?
All of their operations had to stop, so anything that might have still been in the mash tun just had to stop. So I don't know if it sat there and went bad or if they had to dump it or what.
No, I think it went bad.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, comment there. 800-259-9292.
Spoilage.
You don't own your own business in America. That's just more evidence that you don't. Let's talk to Jody in Canada. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Hey.
Hey, hey, Jody.
I'm wondering, what do you think would happen if you came up with a beer called Kill Bush Bitter that was 2%? Do you think that you'd be able to bring that to market, or?
I don't know.
I think
man.
The Secret Service would probably have
your Jody's in Canada, so Secret Service doesn't have any jurisdiction there.
Well, I'm sure the Canadian government would bend over backwards for them.
They generally
what you guys was saying about the lady in Cleveland, and that's kind of frightening if that's true.
Well, we have no reason. I don't have any reason to disbelieve it. I mean, it's the account of one individual, which should be able to be verified by other individuals. So,
yeah, I mean, personally, if that ever happened to me in Canada, then I'd be on the news because I would have killed a cop, to be perfectly honest with you.
You think?
Yeah, I mean, you have to decide. I mean, you're either going to put up with stuff like that, and sooner or later, it's not just going to be somebody being arrested and tried. It's going to be somebody turning up dead in a field or something.
Well, it sounds like she was injured and she has a bone degeneration disease, so she could very well have been just had her jaw snapped if they'd have been a little rougher with her.
Yeah.
Exactly right, Jody. Any other thoughts for us?
Just one more thing to all the Canadians listening. Tomorrow is Count Me In Day for the Canadian Census, so don't fill it out. Just tell them to go away and forget about them.
Excellent. Just refuse the census. And I think that people in the United States should do the very same thing. Thanks, Jody. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. I thought it was going to be a lady. Just one of those names that just throws you off. Jody. Aren't too many guys named Jody out there.
Any ladies named Jody?
Really?
I'd say it's about 50-50.
We've got one on the show named Susan.
More on the way. You take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Ask about our spring special now in progress. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's the toll-free number. You bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. And we'd like you to vote for us. If you enjoy the fact that we give you everything for free on our website, cast your vote for Free Talk Live. If you get to do it this month, it's a once-a-month thing that we ask you to do. Vote.freetalklive.com. It makes a big difference because it keeps us in the top 10 podcasts of the world. Last time I looked, we were dropping to number 4 from number 2. So we definitely need your votes to help catch up. Vote.freetalklive.com. If you've already voted, well, tell a friend or ask a friend or two to vote as well. Vote.freetalklive.com. All you need is an email address. It's really quick, really simple. It makes a big difference for us. Well, let's go to the phones, to the phone to Brett in Iowa. Brett, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Brett. Brett, what's on your mind?
Well, I kind of wanted to make sort of a comment on the story you reported on earlier with the woman protesting George Bush.
Yeah.
You know, and the cop, you know, if this article is true, and I'm not quite sure if it is, but let's say it is, that cop supposedly said, you know, I'm sick of all this anti-Bush crap or whatever. You know, what annoys me the most is that the Republicans, you know, mostly the Republicans who, you know, feel that we just had to go into Iraq and, you know, do all this, you know, when you protest against the war, they go, well, you're anti-America. And, you know, I ask them, I say, well, what are we fighting for? And they go, well, you know, freedom and America, and they like
democracy
to get all teary-eyed. Yeah, they like to get all teary-eyed and, you know, God bless America, we love freedom. But then,
right.
you know, then they get upset when I, you know, use my First Amendment right, which they're supposedly fighting for and they're supposedly defending. But
right,
you know
I really
mean?
Wonder what this term, you know, un-American means. What is somebody being that's un-American? I don't really even understand it. I mean, if we have the First Amendment right to freedom of speech, how can we be un-American?
I think the most American thing to do is to question your government and
Absolutely.
To protest.
Well,
that's just me.
I've been guilty of throwing out the word un-American before. I mean, you basically we each have our own idea of what being American means.
Right.
And so therefore, if somebody...
It's an undefinable term is what I'm saying. It doesn't really even mean anything.
Right. It's only definable by the individual.
Mm-hmm.
You can't.
Well, my definition is the bureaucrats in Washington, D.C. are un-American. But that's just
Absolutely.
Me.
I think it's un-American to centrally plan and distribute resources. I think that's communistic. And yet that's what the Republicans and Democrats are doing every day in Washington.
That's right.
Thanks, Brent. We appreciate hearing from you as always. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Triddle in Washington. Triddle, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Triddle.
So on Saturday's show, it seemed to me that Manwich said that he was against secession from the Union, and I just wanted to clear this up. Is that true, Manwich?
I don't really recall having said that. On Saturday's show, that I said that...
I was putting forth the idea that, my usual idea that everybody should just get together in states together with one another and secede because we can't get along. Therefore, let's not try to get along. And you sort of label me as crazy.
I was referring to not so much secessionism, but the syndicalism that Ian purports. And it is so far from what is the mainstream right now that I can't see that...
What, the idea of people separating and moving together?
Yeah, I think that when you talk about it on a show like Saturday's show, where we have so many more people listening, I'm not prepared to just throw it out there without some kind of questioning of it.
Well, I'm a big fan of Succession, and for a couple reasons...
Let's talk about it in just a moment. Hang on, Triddle. 800-259-9231. That is the toll-free number. Secession, immigration. Michael's on the line, wants to talk about that. You bring up whatever's on your mind. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I want